We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton in the district this week to do some district work, and one of the things you'll be happy to do is to take a look at the Perrigo complex over in Allegan to celebrate the signing of that Drug Quality and Security Act. You've been pushing that for that for a while, and now that's become law.
Well, it is, and you know, Perrigo is Allegan's largest employer. They've done just a fantastic job creating jobs there. And we worked very closely with them and Pfizer and really Stryker as well on a couple pieces of legislation that truly do impact the local climate, job climate here. One was the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, which allows them to participate a little bit more in terms of providing some upfront fees to then expedite the approval of the drugs that they produce. It was a huge win. It was bipartisan. The president signed it into law. Two summers ago now, but then we worked on some other legislation that really is going to clamp down on companies that don't have that good track record. We had the awful case of the compounding incident, drug compounders in Massachusetts killed a number of people here in Michigan, about a dozen or so, more than 100 nationally, and we have new regulations, a new law in place that is going to enforce new standards and really assure that that cycle of producing drugs to get it to the marketplace, to the pharmacy, is safe and secure. And obviously that's of utmost concern to companies like Perrigo, and they're very excited about that. And we're going to sort of kick the tires a little bit today.
Let me ask you a question. I apologize if this seems a little naive, but can what your law did and what has now become law sort of combat what we have seen with some of these commercials and some of these advertisements about trying to get drugs at a cheaper cost overseas, that you're paying premium prices in the United States for the same drug that overseas would cost a lot less?
Well, this legislation does not impact that, other than it does impose the FDA's ability, the Food and Drug Administration's ability, to actually go in and monitor overseas drug production facilities. Because sometimes, in fact, those drugs do make it to the U.S., and we want to make sure that we insist on the same standards, the efficacy standards that are employed here in the United States. So, yes, the FDA, we did give them expanded powers, but as it relates to prices, this didn't have any impact on that.
Yeah, because the question then becomes, if it's the same drug being made elsewhere with the same quality, and yet because it is sold in the United States, it's almost as if we're paying the entire freight for research and development while other nations are getting a cut-rate deals.
Yeah, and remember, too, we have, you know, pretty secure patent laws, so that, you know, to get a drug to the marketplace today, it's costing companies literally $1 billion and from start to finish. And so there is a patent. Patents are in place that protects the property rights of the companies. And we know that because of the bill that we passed, the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, and what an offshoot of that will be is that, in fact, what otherwise was an incentive to move these drug trials and then the production overseas, now there's an incentive to keep it here in the United States and keep the jobs here versus going abroad.
That seems to be a problem that Perrigo, especially being the generic drug maker that it is always encountering, is that when they bring a drug out, you know, they say, you know, they have to fight certain patent laws and litigations with other companies and stuff like that. And, you know, Perrigo's on the front lines of trying to get these generic drugs out when these major companies are saying, hey, our brand should be respected.
Yeah, well, remember, because they're generic, you know, they're in line, they're in the queue, but not until that patent expires for the major drug manufacturer, whether it be a Glaxo, a Pfizer, Eli Lilly. So, but I tell you, Perrigo has done an outstanding job at finding their niche, creating jobs here in Allegan County, and really being the foremost generic drug producer and seller in the world.
Can people in this area, Fred Upton, be relatively assured that Perrigo won't up and move to Dublin?
Well, you know, this is why we need tax reform. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, 35%. And when you have employers like Perrigo that distribute worldwide, and they're looking at their competition being someplace else, and they're paying a higher tax rate than they are in Ireland, it's about almost a 25% differential. And that is one of the reasons why they, in fact, moved their headquarters from the United States to Ireland. It's all on the taxes. We need to reduce the corporate tax rate to bring those jobs back and to be more competitive with the rest of the world. And I'm still hopeful that Dave Camp, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, is going to begin to move legislation this year that really does begin to revise, simplify, but lower the corporate tax rate, which will permit those jobs to come back to the United States.
We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. As you and other members of Congress tour your respective districts, the president is doing some touring himself, talking up the economy in a visit to suburban Washington for a distribution center, and Joe Biden will be in the St. Louis suburbs. It's been 5 years since the stimulus bill became law. The White House says it has boosted the economy and helped avoid another Great Depression. 5 years on, is that a little overstating it, or really did the stimulus bill and the stimulus money really help the economy?
Well, you remember that the stimulus bill, when it passed, $1 trillion in essence, although it's a little bit rounding up, but it was about $1 trillion, and it was supposed to be used for shovel-ready jobs. I think I saw a study in the last few days that said very little of the money went for shovel-ready jobs. Here it is 4 or 5 years later, and some of the money is still being spent versus trying to give the economy a real boost back then. And, of course, what it did trigger was greater borrowing by the federal government. The deficit shot dramatically almost overnight, so that we had trillion-dollar deficits. We're still working to reduce the deficit, and, of course, we had the debt ceiling vote just last week. More authority had to be given because we're borrowing more money than we were anticipating some time ago. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'd still say that my no vote on the stimulus vote was the right one. No matter what the administration says, even 5 years later today, our economy is not in the shape that we'd like it to be.
It's almost as if the jury is still out, even though one side is claiming victory.
Yeah.
All right. One other thing, too, speaking about the president, he's going to be ordering new fuel efficiency and greenhouse gas standards for trucks today as he talks at that distribution center for a supermarket chain that does not do business in the state of Michigan. The directive builds on standards issued by the administration 3 years ago towards medium and heavy-duty trucks. It's a commerce question, so it falls under your auspices, Fred Upton, as chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Can really these greenhouse gas standards be viable, economically viable, or are we getting toward the conflict once again between productivity and the environment?
Well, the White House tipped us off last night that the president would be making these remarks, having more stringent standards on fuel efficiency and greenhouse gas emissions, particularly on the truck industry, and so we're thinking light pickups. It impacts the big three, that is for sure. We're pleased that the big, you know, we've seen auto jobs, manufacturing jobs expand dramatically because of the bipartisan rescue plan a number of years ago that started under President Bush, and certainly President Obama had a huge hand in as well. We don't know exactly at this point, we don't know exactly what the standards are that he's going to talk about or the authority that he's insisting that he has, but we're going to want to look to the auto industry and others as to whether they can actually comply with these new standards as early as 2016. He wants the regulations done in about a year, and to affect, in essence, as I understand it, 2016 model year vehicles. I want to make sure that, in fact, the auto industry is able to do that without creating a huge loss in the market share and obviously production of vehicles here in Michigan and elsewhere in the Midwest.
It's almost as if they're demanding these things and whether or not the market's going to want them, they're going to say you're stuck with it.
Yeah, so we've not heard yet today from the auto industry as to whether they can comply with these new standards, and obviously we'll look for some balance as it relates to what the president is ordering his administration to do.
Fred Upton, we wish you well as you tour your district and have some time with your family this week, and we look forward to talking with you in a couple of weeks once everything gets settled back down in Washington, and we thank you again for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.